that says, "Dear Freak Show, I listen to you guys religiously and feel like sharing this is telling three friends that I've known for years. I'm 38 years old, and after my divorce, I lost a lot of my savings in addition to my job. That made me actually change from my sales career to further my passion of being a yoga instructor. I practiced the art of yoga for 10 years, but decided to switch sides when finances forced me to do so. I've sided with less stress as more of my day now because of it. I have one private client. The rest is in a normal class that I do at a certain gym. But this client is in her 50s and she's widowed. And she hired me to not only lead her yoga journey, but she pays for 7 of her friends to join her in each training session. So I immediately, when getting her, got an 8-person class. Great for my income. It's an immediate fix for the hole that was made in my finances. My client is well off. The sessions are at her home in a big space. So this is an important alliance. About six months ago, very flirty comments and jokes started to be a part of our rapport. It crossed over to brushing against me when we're doing our stretches and comments that I remind her of her late husband. I've told her repeatedly that it's inappropriate, but I haven't made a big deal of it because, honestly, I don't want to lose the account. But it hasn't stopped. It's gotten to where the grazes and comments are legitimately part of our sessions now. And I can't lose this income. So I am being pawed and somewhat harassed for money. Proud, hardly. But would you leave a sweet gig that you absolutely need for a woman's impropriety? I'm feeling like I should, but my mind and my money is saying that I should not.
No, you should not. You definitely should not. You need that job. Okay. You got you talking about it plugged in a hole in your income. And it's,
if you pick up 8 people, like if you get a couple $100 for a person, that's dope. You get like $1,000 or $2,000 a couple times a week because you're doing all these private sessions.
A lot of money.
She got you over a barrel.
And it's not like a situation where this woman's going to overpower you and something like that. You're going to be attacked, assaulted. I think you're pretty safe.
Well, you don't know.
Sexual
harassment. That's what
Says. I'm just saying because today in the Me Too world, we have to look at it through that prism.
Yeah.
And just say it out loud once and then move on to the reality. Saying it out loud once and saying, hey, he's being touched against his will. He's told her to stop. She didn't. So he should either, take some sort of action or get out of the situation. I'm saying that out loud because we're supposed to.
Right, put that out there.
But a lot of people put up with
a lot.
And the thing is,
stuff because they have to. Hey, Margaret, how you doing this morning?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Oh, blessed and highly favored. Now, what's your advice for our writer?
I think you need to get that money. Keep on getting that money, honey. He makes her feel good. Keep getting that money. She has not asked him to sleep with her. She's just having a good time on the tenderoni. I think keep on getting that money.
Did you say on the tenderoni?
Yes.
God, I love you.
That's the word of the day.
Right, that's a good one right there. I'm going to have to use that 3 times today. Tenderoni is the word of the day. All right, Margaret, thank you. I appreciate it, sweetie.
All right. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Let's see here. Hey, Daniel, what's going on?
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, next to your name, it says it's not that bad. Now, you know we could never say that to a woman who's complaining about being touched. Do you really think it's not that bad?
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like y'all said, I mean, it's direct sexual harassment all the way, yeah. But at the same time, she hired seven of her friends to do this thing with her. So to me, she already had a plan in mind when she first got the whole gig.
Well, she put all that paper in your pocket, so now she like, right, all right, right. I didn't bought it. Yeah. I've leased it at least.
You owe me this.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they owe him. They owe him the money.
Yeah.
But and he's doing his job as far as teaching them yoga, doing the yoga classes. To me, though, it seems like they want more.
Right.
Yeah. Of course they do.
So if that's the case, he should take All right. Well, hey, we're going to have a private meeting after the yoga session today. Whoever wants to join, join. If not, y'all go home and have a private meeting. And then y'all figure out what everybody else wants, and then y'all talk money talk.
Wait, oh, you trying to...
Wait, are we talking
you,
about...
You're trying to get the hooker to... Like, he don't want to be a hooker. What are you doing? Bye, man.
Is this an orgy that he was trying
to... I don't know. I don't know where that was going. But I'm not going to allow
this. What happens in the private meeting?
I don't know. I didn't want to go there.
What are we talking about?
No.
We have a text out to 813. It says, it's literally eight people. You have to stick it out until you can replace all of those clients. If you're good, a month or two at the most.
A lot of people deal with a lot more for a lot less.
I'm just going to point it out again that if this was reversed and we told a woman who said, he's touching me, and we're like, look, he paid. If we made the same comment where we're like, this dude who you training brought you eight clients total and you getting that money, he kind of bought it. You know, like making that joke. If you made that joke to a woman, we would be Me Too'd on the front of the paper.
Yeah,
but you know what? It's not the same.
It is the same.
It's kind of not, because he's not in physical danger. That's kind of my thing. He's not going to get jumped by this old lady.
I didn't say jumped. I said harassed, touched, grazed. Yeah. What did she say? The tenderoni. The tenderoni is getting touched in them yoga. You know how much you can get out of them yoga pants?
For the tenderoni.
Yoga pants for the tenderoni. The tenderoni is right there. Like, I mean, this man's like, I'm getting touched and I don't want to be touched.
Yeah, but I can't afford not to get touched.
If that don't sound bad, I cannot afford what?
Yeah, that's.
We got a text and it says, "So just gonna let a sugar mama walk into your life and not take advantage of it."
See, nobody feels bad for this guy. Nobody
at all.
And ain't that sad?
Yeah.
Because okay, so now he's supposed to just go ahead and take the sugar mama
and give
route
it, and give it up. It.
Mm-hmm. So now you're the pool boy.
No, I disagree.
You're the pool boy now. Now you teaching yoga to her friends.
Right.
You remind her of her husband Beauregard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we're supposed to do.
Blanche, get off of me.
Blanche, get your hand off my tenderoni.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.